The story is told of a crusader who had reached the Holy Land, liberated from the infidels. And when he returned, he came to the home of a Jewish friend of his and said, "I have brought you a gift." He opened his Bible, and in that, between the pages, was a dried flower. "I plucked it from the Holy Land," said the crusader, "and I brought it back to you. Over these many months I have traveled with this flower. It is now dry, but when I picked it, it was fresh and blossoming." And the Jew reached for the dried flower, realized that he was about to hold something in his hand that came from Eretz Israel. An emotion began to well up inside of him, and he began to cry. And his tears dropped upon the petals of the dried flower. And once again, it came to life. When a Jew holds something that comes from Israel, our souls are transported. We're connected to our Holy Land, to our heritage, and to our history. On my recent trip to Israel, I brought back this shofar. I wanted it to be a gift of congregation in Tamid to David Polansky. David has been blowing the shofar for our congregation for the 8 years that I've been here, and I believe years before that. He trained for this skill and treats it with the utmost dignity, preparation, and care. In all of my years of the rabbinate, I've never heard anyone blow shofar like David Polansky. My only fear and trepidation was that in testing it, I didn't know if it was a shofar good enough for him. I gave him the shofar before Rosh Hashanah. "You be the judge. How does the shofar sound?" By the lips of David Polansky.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lishmoa kol shofar.
Amen.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, shechayanu v'kiyemanu v'higiyanu lazman hazeh.
Amen. Tekiyah. Shvarim trua, tekiya, tekiya, shvarim trua, tekiya, tekiya. Shvarim terua, tekiya. Tekiya. Shvarim. Tekiya. Tekiya. Shvarim, tekiya, tekiya, shvarim, tekiya. Tekiya, terua. Tekiya, tekiya, teruah, Tekiya. Tekiya. Teruah. Tekiya Gedolah.